And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success. I'm your host, Wes Tankersley. Thank you. Thank you for everyone who is being here. Thank you for tuning in. We have some new subscribers, which is super cool. We're going live on, you know, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, or not Instagram. I need to get Instagram on there. But anyway, we're live on Facebook right now. We're live almost everywhere. TikTok's a little different. The nice thing about Ecamm, what's going on, Nikki, over on YouTube. The cool thing about, about being over on YouTube is there's a big old chat room over there that I kind of pay a little bit more attention to. Michelle's in the house over there too. Trying to kind of go between different platforms is always tough. I wish TikTok would allow me to stream from Ecamm, but it does not. As I was watching that intro bounce off, I was sitting there thinking, you know, I haven't told you guys this. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't, but I'm thinking about changing the name of the show from Shaping Success to just the Wes Tankersley Show. When I started this out 5 years ago, it looked much different than it has in the last year and the last year and a half. And I've gone more to just solo stuff where it's just me talking and going through the daily things and the things that I do in life and how I motivate myself to keep moving forward every single day. And so it's kind of a little bit different. And, you know, I'm not saying that Shaping Success is going away, but then I start looking at like all the things I have to do to change it, right? Because the logo behind me, which is kind of blurred out, you can't see it back there, but it's been the logo of the show for like 4.5 years now, 5 years now. The original one was a little bit different. And my friend John Hutton made the intro video for me. And it's like, I have to change that. I have to change the logo. I have to change a whole lot of things. So it's interesting to see that happen, but it's kind of the way that things are going. I'm thinking that I need to change it. I need to do things a little bit differently. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see where that goes. Which kind of brings me to the point today. The point today, there's a couple things, all right? Reflection, right? Like that's one of the main things that I think as you listen to me talk and you listen to me go through the process of trying to be this positive person, of trying to be the best I can no matter what, to work through those things, you'll notice and you'll realize that it's a process of reflection for me. And I think a lot of times like we get lost in the fact that we don't understand why something went the way that it did. But then when we actually look back and dissect and think about that situation, it really is something that helps us. It's something that makes us stronger, but we don't see it in the moment because we're thinking about all the things that happened through that situation. Okay. And it's funny. I have been married for damn near 25 years, 24 years this year, a couple months, it'll be 24 years. Okay. So thinking about that, like I am 43. I had a really short dating span when I was, you know, probably from like 15 to 19, right? And as I reflect on those relationships that I had back then, the reason that I ended up where I am was because I wanted each relationship that I had to be a little bit better, right? Like I thought about the things that I didn't like. I reflected, and you don't know you're doing this because like a lot of times you get lost in the fact that you're actually doing it, but I reflected on what I liked, what I didn't like, what, you know, I was looking for in that type of the person that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. And essentially by like the fifth person, I found it. I found what I was looking for. And I think that that's the tough part. Like you have to realize that you're going through that process. It's a reflection. So that relationship, you think about it, like some people have had to date a lot of people. Some people have had to date a few people. Some people have had to get divorced multiple times and to find the thing that they're looking for. But the growth was there. And what was that growth moment when you realized that this was what I wanted, this is what I needed. And then you decide that I don't need this, I do need this. Those are the types of things that you go through. And so that happens in life in general. That's just one spot, right? Like that's the relationship point. But what I'm talking about is like in life, we sit here and think about the things that we have. And I spent some time reflecting yesterday about where I've come, right? I talk about success and how, you know, like money's not is not the true like measure of success, right? Like a lot of people think that they're looking at what people have. They look at material things. They look at whatever they have. But really the reality is being happy. So what makes you happy? What are you doing to make yourself happy? And so you start to reflect on that and you realize that what makes me happy is making sure that my kids have everything that they need, making sure that my wife is taken care of, making sure that I have all the things that I need. And that makes me happy. It fulfills me to walk outside and to see my lawn is green, to mow my grass, to plant trees, to make my property look good. Like that makes me feel good about what I am. So like those are the things that I do. So now what you have to realize is if that stuff makes you happy, what is it going to take to get you to that point? And then the money comes in, right? So like you have to make money in order to do that. Now in my previous job, I didn't have enough money to support my family. And then I looked at going to work every single day and listening to, you know, I was a teacher, right? And so sitting there looking at like the kids that I was changing, and is it really worth it? Am I really fulfilling myself in the way that I need to in order to get that? And so I took that step away from something that I spent a lot of money to do. I got 2 degrees and I no longer do that. But I found this job and I enjoy the job that I have. And there's things that I want to change. So I have to constantly be reflecting in thinking about how can I make it better? And that's how it is. That's where my life is. And that's with the podcast. It's the same thing. How can I make this better? How can I make it more fulfilling for me to help you to be a better person? So that's pretty much where I'm at right now. And it's funny because I want you to think about that because there are things that you can do in that reflection process. And to me, it's like, okay, so what's going on? I have a lot of friends that have stuff going on in their lives right now. And it's like, are you doing everything you can? And if it doesn't work out for you, what's the plan? Like there shouldn't be, a lot of people say, I don't have a backup plan for what's going to happen. But you do, you know, like you're going to have to think, well, what am I going to do right now when this happens? When I fail, if I fail, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? And so that's kind of the thing that you have to do is like, it's not a backup plan when you know that what you're doing, you're going to go full steam ahead. But then what happens if something happens? There is no such thing as failure until you quit. And I think that that's what we have to decide. It's like, there's this goal, this dream, this desire that we have. How are we going to get there? It may not happen in your time, and reflect on that. What are you going to do to make that happen? But there is one thing that you can control. Okay. And that is your attitude and how hard you work at it. And that's 2 things. I apologize. I was thinking about it. As I was saying, there's only one thing you can control, but you can. You can control how hard you work at it. So you can quit. You can take a break. It could take you a year. It could take you a week. It could take you 6 months. No matter what you do, though, you're the one who puts the effort into it. So how are you doing what you're doing? And what can you do to change the way that things are happening for you, to you, in that way? So the big thing here is, like I said, no matter what you do, you are in control of it. The choice is yours. If you want to change your life, you have to be willing to do the work. That's all I got for you today. It's a short one, I know. We had a great run with Robert last Wednesday, so go check out the book review for Ars Victorious. It was a really good episode, and it was talking about reflection a little bit and like how we can do those things to make ourselves better. But reflect on that. Think about the things that you are processing throughout the day and how they relate to your life and how you can change or use them to make yourself better. I want to thank Nikki and Anna Mellon for Patreon supporting. Also want to thank my TikTok subscribers, Michelle, Nikki, Devil Dog Cowboy is his name now, Lance Ayers and Frank Hoag. If you guys want to subscribe, hit the subscribe button wherever you're at. Please share. That's the cheapest way you can help the show is to subscribe wherever you're watching it. You can go to the link in my bio and go subscribe to the YouTube, where we're like one away from 2,400. I hope to get to 10,000 this year, but you know, that's one of those deals where you have to figure out how to make it happen. Thanks to everyone for your support. Until next time, I challenge you to find the shape of your success.